see each and every one of you this morning. I would love for you, if you're new, and this is your first six-week series with us, and this is you're a newer coach, maybe since convention or maybe a month before convention, and you're newer to this family within the last maybe 60 days, I just would love for you to drop in the chat that you're new or this is your first Saturday morning base camp experience, six-week experience. I would just love to see who all of you who are new. Tia, isn't that cool?
Lots of new people in the house.
I see.
This is great. We're excited to have you on this journey and on this process with us. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, who you're going to become over this next 6 weeks and year is going to blow your mind. So are you ready? Are you committed to the process? I am. I am committed to becoming the best version of myself. And I hope I invite you to do that for yourself as well.
Yeah, you always have been committed to the process. You know, Tia and I have been coaches for 10 years now. We're this summer is our 10-year anniversary of ordering program.
Yep.
You know, we all have different starts. For Tia and I, we chose to hop on the program and lose some weight. And she chose to pay it forward on a very light
small
basis.
Level. Yeah.
And I chose to sit back and be like, shh, what are you up to? You know, what are you doing with that little health coaching thing? And it took us a couple years before we actually treated Optavia for what it really was, because the only thing we couldn't deny, Tia, for that 2 years was that the most consistent thing in our life was every time we ate a bar or got around this community, our life improved. And then we would slowly slip away and all of a sudden things would get bad. But it was interesting how Optavia would keep paying us or you for the work that you would do. And you, and I'm not going to say you didn't do anything, but like you didn't,
hobby.
You did very little. Yeah. And it's like Optavia and 2 years later was like, they kept paying her for what little she was doing. And I'm like, this is the most consistent income we've ever had.
Yeah.
And also the most, anytime we gave any effort to Optavia, it blessed our health, it blessed our life, it blessed our finances. And I'm so thankful 8 years ago that we said, you know what, enough is enough. And let's go share this with tons of friends and family.
That's right.
And that's what this is all about. And so, you know, I'm going to turn it back to Dan and we'll kind of go back and forth here, but we've got an incredible 6 weeks planned for you. And the next 6 weeks, Dan, I see Dan and Megan on the line. Next 6 weeks, we're in for an absolute treat. So, Dan?
Yeah, and look who showed up.
I made it.
You made it. No, you know, Doug, I was just thinking through this base camp, and we have some other trainings. We just got out of convention, and I was actually thinking through, sometimes you get on this flywheel, and that's great when you have some momentum coming, but I just felt like we should, everybody just kind of stop for a minute and ask yourself, are you clear on what it is that you want to happen in your life, just in general, but over the next 6 weeks? I mean, why are you here? I mean, it's one thing to get, and I get caught up in it too, you know, the excitement, it's base camp, and I can't wait, and get all these texts saying, can't wait for Saturday, Bob. But do you know why? It's fun to hang out. That's true. It's we all walk away all fired up because we love this community, you know, like Doug was saying. But what about beyond that? Because you can just get that out of it, but there's a whole lot more if you fully plug into this and engage. And if you're a new coach, you're so far ahead of the game by being here. And I was thinking about, Doug and I were talking earlier this morning about how many new coaches are on here. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, oh, poop. That live I did yesterday was not for new coaches. I mean, it had to be like, I don't want to be in this base camp. I don't want to be in here. But no, it's super intensive for some of you that works. But I just wanted to say, let's chill for a minute. Really think through where you want to be in 6 weeks. Think through, what do you want to get out of life and in general? Yeah. What do you think, babe?
Well, I missed your happy birthday. So happy birthday, honey.
Thank you.
I have my morning voice on because it was the first week of school, so I'm still arousing this morning. But the one thought that I had for you today was this, is just that it's all up to you, okay? It's up to you. Whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right, you know? And so this morning, just keep that in mind, because Becca's going to give you so much information and it's so many tools, and these 6 weeks are going to give you so many different things that you can put into play to, you know, really like go after your dreams and create the life that you want. And it's going to be really easy, whether you're a new coach or whether you've been a coach for a long time, to set out to do great things, whether it be starting today or starting tomorrow or this week, and obstacles are going to come your way. But here's the thing, it's like, you are often your biggest obstacle, but you are also the way. Yeah. And so if you can grasp that from the very, very beginning, that if you want this, there is no one thing, there is no person, there is no emotion, there is no circumstance that will hold you back. You know, I did kind of a bit of a feisty live yesterday and got a lot of responses. But there's two kinds of people in the world, right? Because there's the ones who make excuses, and there's the ones who say, I want what I want bad enough to not let anything become my excuse. And so, you know, you just get to decide. And so I just wanted to empower you, because we are here, we're doing this because we believe in you, and we believe that anything is possible. And so if you can believe that too, and not just right now in this next hour, but all week long, enough to show up to do the action every single time because you believe it, and you keep feeding those beliefs and those dreams and those things in you to build that belief and make it bigger, like, it's going to be crazy what you get to see happen.
Yeah. So, you know, guys, and I know there's a lot of new coaches on the line this morning, and I just want to, first of all, just congratulate you for being here. You made a wise investment in yourself, and you're probably just like me. You're an average person with just above average desires to better your family, to better your health, to better your marriage, or, you know, your community, your churches. You just want to add impact and really raise your kids up in just the best way possible. And, you know, we don't ask for a lot in Optavia, but you know what? We do have a lot of opportunities just to grow. And Optavia has probably blessed your life. And you're like Dan and Megan and T and I, and you'll hear from Becca here in a few minutes, that it's just simply saying, you know what, Optavia, I know it's real. I know this program is real, and it is my duty to share it with others. And we're going to teach you a lot over the next 6 weeks. But I've always stand back on this. Your story is so powerful. My story is so powerful. And please, under no circumstances, to say that I am just starting on my health journey, so I am not qualified to be a health coach, or people are not going to follow me because I'm new. That is not true. Your story speaks. Your healthy story speaks. Your in-process story speaks. Your I picked up 15 pounds this summer story speaks. And I'm here on this base camp saying, I want more. I'm praying. I'm looking for breakthrough. This is your moment, the next 6 weeks, to find that breakthrough. And we, as hosts of this training, are committed to partnering with you. And I know, Tia, you are going to take us through a little bit of a process here before we kind of set Becca up.
Well, I first want to say I see you, and you are not alone. You are not alone in your dreams, your desires, your want for a better life, for your family, to break off generational crap that for far too long has held you back. And I want to invite you into partnering with your future self, who's 6 weeks from now. I want you to go there. It's mid-September. And I want you to envision how are you being? What does your physical body look like? How is your spiritual life? How are you mentally doing? What does your business look like? How many lives have you impacted? And go there. Let's go out 6 weeks from now. You know, I see myself for myself. I'm 12 pounds down. I see myself. I'm envisioning her. I'm running 5 miles. I'm able to get up early. I'm making my bed every day. I'm back in my bed because I've been on the road all summer. I'm back in my bed. I'm being fully present. My business, I'm helping people go senior coach and manager and executive director. This is me. This is my work, what I'm envisioning for myself. And so I want to invite you into envisioning where you're going to be 6 weeks from now, because it's time for you to partner with your future self. because the best time to be her is right now. The best time to be him is right now. She's not far off. He's not far off. You are that person. Everything you do today matters. Every decision, every phone call, every connection, everything you kick fear in the face and go live on your Facebook, I promise you it matters. Because if you see someone that is thinner, bitter, 6 weeks from now, you're impacting more lives, it's time to do the action now. And that's what Base Camp is really all about. It's about helping you. I'm a free spirit. Many of, you know, we all come from different walks of life and different personality styles. 10 years ago, I was a full-on free spirit, but I had to embrace structure. And I'm inviting you to embrace structure. The reason why you've probably not accomplished the dreams you've had within your heart and behind your eyes, behind, you know, I don't see behind your eyes, you see behind your eyes. The reason why you probably haven't accomplished those dreams and those goals that you've had for your life is because you've resisted the very structure that could help bring you to walking out freedom and breakthrough in your life. I invite you to jump into this vehicle of Optavia. It has drastically changed the trajectory of not only my life, but my children's life, their children's life, because I choose every day to not just live status quo, but to do things, do the work, like Dan said yesterday in the Facebook Live. I know it was a lot for some of you new coaches, but honestly, this is, we're about changing the world. We are about impacting our communities, changing the trajectory of our family bloodlines. And so if that's a little bit much for some of you, you know, Base Camp might be a bit much, but honestly, some of you are going to take this and going to do it full out. And some of you are going to be like, okay, I don't know. But I know, like, if you partner up right now with your future self and you say, 6 weeks from now, this is what I want, let's step into the process. Let's embrace the structure, embrace the daily micro habits, yeah, and doing the action steps that our business needs, because there's a lot of lives that are waiting out there praying tonight for an answer, and we get to be that answer.
And before I toss it back to Dan to set up Becca to go through some really some structure and some systems,
yeah,
you know, when Tia's talking about your future self, most of you on right now and watching this are going to grow your business by 4 to 5 points the next 6 weeks. You're going to grow by 4 to 5 points. And if you don't quite know what points are, we will teach you over the next week or two. But basically that means you will be acquiring a lot of clients and probably helping people become coaches and become senior coaches. And what are the things that people that are going to grow by 4 to 5 points doing? They have some key rocks in their schedule. They have some key trainings. They treat Base Camp like church. And I know that you're like, what? No, some of you go to church. Like, you would not miss it for nothing. You don't care how sick you are. You're like, I go to church every Sunday. When you treat Optavia, Base Camp, and our Monday night calls like that, you grow by 4 to 5 points. Or you go FIBC, or you go national or global. And that's just the way it is. And so, Dan, I'm going to toss it back to you. And I know you're going to set up so we can start making sure that we really do have the base in order so we can all grow together.
Yeah, no, I love that, Doug. And when we were putting this Base Camp together and, you know, outlining kind of where we wanted to go with things, we made a decision that we want the absolute best of the best that is available on this planet to train on everything that we train on. And so we went directly to Becca Tinter for this systems check, foundational kind of business building. Like, these things have to be in place. But I want to say this. Becca has, and she probably doesn't want me saying this, she has a billion things going on right now. She's got a training at her house with, I don't know how many coaches, probably 3,000 at her house. Her house is huge. She has a 400-acre backyard, and her pool is, well, anyway. But she's got a training that's happening this morning right after this. And a bunch of other things going on. And she didn't even hesitate when we asked and said, hey, Becca, we'd love for you to come. And every person that you see on here, that's, they just approach it with that abundance and they want to serve. And I guarantee it was a pain in the butt for Becca to put this together and be on here this morning. And it was a pain for Kevin. I'm sure he's running interference somewhere else right now. But the point is, same with Doug and Tia, on the road in New Orleans, been traveling for months, at a hotel, hopping up, doing this. all that stuff is irrelevant. You make a decision that you want to serve. Becca's made a decision. She wants to serve. She wants to live a life of abundance. She wants to give back to all of you. And so when the opportunity arises, and I'm not saying you can't ever say no, but if at all possible, she gives a yes. So Becca, thank you. Now let's get it to her so she you can get to the good stuff and quit listening to me talk. So Becca, thank you. I know you moved a lot of things around to make this happen, and we very much honor that. So thank you.
No problem. And as thanks guys for having me. As a people before me have spoken, when you live an integrated life and things like this are possible. You know, our kids helped us set up for the training yesterday because they can. It's part of being a family. It's part of what we pay them for in their future retirement. They don't have access to and all those things. And Dan, just from one person of immature humor to another, thank you for not showing up in your birthday suit today. Greatly appreciate that part of your birthday being celebrated all together. And I'm married to Kevin, so that could have happened. So anyway, guys, I'm really excited to talk to you for a couple of minutes about, you know, getting really good in systems. And sometimes people's eyes roll back in their head or they tune out and go to the bathroom right now because systems can be kind of a boring topic if you've been on before. But I want you to imagine with me. So some of you know that we're building a home. We've built one before. This one's a bigger project, bigger scope. It's very exciting for us, and it's going to take a while. And I don't know all the terms for construction, so I generally, you know, screw that up when I do a description like this. But I do know that when I watch them look at the land, the piece that we had, and we had already designed the house, we picked out most of the interiors and everything, that we watched as they trenched into the ground and they laid some of the foundation, they put the rebar in, they poured the concrete, and that stuff was incredibly boring. Like when we would drive by, it's like, yep, there's the rebar, that ugly metal sticking up from the ground. But today we have walls, and we know that today we have walls because they poured the rebar and they poured all the footers, and everything went in properly to get to the walls. And I'm still not excited about walls as much as I will be when the walls have stuff on them and then all of my cool finishes go in. And so if you're here today and you've got walls already in your business, great, but you still want to make sure they're plumb. You want to make sure things are straight. But for many of you, you're still pouring footers and using rebar. And so you're at the right place at the right time because, see, Kevin and I, our life and the people represented here, we've built what we call a cathedral in this example. And many people have heard this story before, but I love it because it's all about perspective and mindset. And then we'll get into the nitty gritty. But the story goes that, you know, someone's walking along and they see somebody on the ground doing the hard work of laying bricks. And they say, what are you doing there? And they said, I'm laying bricks, you know, and it's just a very basic job. And they kept on walking, and they went to the next person who was doing a very similar job, and they said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm building a wall. So he could tell that his bricks were going somewhere. And then he kept on walking, and then when he got to the third person, he said, and what are you doing? And he said, I'm creating a cathedral. But the beauty of the story is they were all doing the same work. And so as we're getting together to talk about systems, what I love so very much about this is you have to decide what you're doing. Because laying bricks, pretty basic, not super exciting, not even attractive, not, you know, nobody's going to walk by and admire your bricklaying job, I don't think. But if someone walks into your cathedral someday, which to be very honest is what you guys are doing right now, by listening to our stories and taking a peek behind our curtain, is you're kind of walking through our cathedral a little bit of our life. We can do an integrated life on a Saturday morning like this because of the bricklaying we've done. And so I just want to encourage you, no matter where you are, Tia said it, your business will rise or fall based on your structure. And sometimes people are like, I love structure. Mother structure is my friend. And so they walk out structure, but then they like miss a lot of the other things, like doing enough work. And what I mean by that is you can get into structure by organizing your binder 7 times over, and that does not build a business. Okay. Then there are others of you like Tia, who's a self-proclaimed free spirit, who had to come into structure because she can inspire and motivate and love on people to no end, but people can't follow you very far if you don't have a good structure. And people who are more structured will have a tough time sticking with you at all. So I love that. And does it really matter? It does. Okay, it really does. See, this is a picture of from a couple years ago of our team and just a portion of our team. But for people to be in our life like this and do our business like this with us, we couldn't have either of these foundations. Because by the time it got to the people who were on that third step, we wouldn't have the business that I started, you know, 8.5 years ago, that Doug and Tia started teaching me, and somebody taught them, like the business I would have presented to some of these guys and trained them with would have been an ugly, sticky mess. But Optivy is actually stronger and better today because the people who've been laying bricks for years and years and years have started to really get good at it. They've said, you know what, we didn't listen all the way, or we've learned a new system, and so we're going to clean up some of that concrete or cement, whatever that is there, and we're going to like replumb the wall, and then we're going to teach somebody else to do a very straight line with their bricks. And because of that, generation upon generation upon generation of our businesses now are built on something that can stand the test of time and be duplicated. So actually, structure really matters, but it matters in the way that you're going to do all of the other things that you're going to learn about on Basecamp, all the other efforts, all the hard work and the mindset and all of it. So what I want to spend a couple minutes talking about is I'm going to ask you to think about the habits, the choices, the mindsets, and the best practices of cathedral builders. See, if you don't want to be a cathedral builder, just let some of this go and kind of take it in, and maybe you're going to be a great wall builder. Maybe you're like, I do want to do a little bit more than laying bricks, like helping a couple clients, but I don't know if I want to be a cathedral builder. And that is okay, because I think most of us who have become cathedral builders in this example, we started by just saying, I kind of even want to just lay bricks. And then, oh, my bricks just made a wall, so maybe I want to keep going. But some of you are here because you're like, I want not our lives, but you want your version of the lives that you're seeing possible for yourself. And those are cathedrals in this example. And to do that, you really have to adopt the habits, the choices, the behaviors, and the best practices. So let's talk about those, okay? See, one of the things that we talk about when we talk about best practices of cathedral builders is we do quality health assessments and we earn the right to share. We didn't fudge this part of our training. We embrace the people who are showing us how to do it. We've gotten better with it at time. Our health assessments have gotten better. Thank you, Gina Eccles, for first creating that. And then a lot of massaging has gone on. But we do quality health assessments because that starts the beginning of the foundation of what we do. We assist our clients by placing their first order for them. So in our current system, in the current world that we live in, this is a best practice because we know that it eliminates any confusion. We're not spending hours. And trust me, for many of us who have cathedrals right now, these are areas where we started laying our bricks and they got super sideways. I've done the hand ordering. The reason I refuse to do it today is because I bet you somewhere in my first 10 clients, I did 5 of those. And it was 5 hours of my life I can never get back. And it didn't serve those clients well, and it didn't serve me. So anywhere in here that you're like, I don't know, I kind of like the way I'm doing it, you can do if you're not outside of integrity, you can do almost anything you want. But let me just share with you, it won't be part of the best practices if we're sharing it here. And if it's outside of best practices, why would you do it? Okay. We do things really simple. Like we use a client's email address, which is pretty much required now. And all of the clients I start, welcome one exclamation point is our password. Clients can change it on their own if they want to. But initially this helps everybody get started the same way. Anytime we systematize something, it makes it easier and faster, and also it's so easy to teach someone else to do it, right? So we don't change out or hand select food unless they have an allergy or special circumstance. We just don't. And I can tell you the last time I hand selected food was, I don't even know, 2 years ago. I just don't even have it in my memory bank right now. We focus heavily on 5 components in our relationship with our clients, okay? So I want you to think about that. We focus on the components in our relationship with the clients. That means from the health assessment, probably before the health assessment, just in your mindset and your interaction with them, like Dan talked about yesterday, but our health assessments, how we start them that night before and coach them into fat burn, how we coach them ongoingly, and every touch point going forward. When I talk to my clients, I don't talk to them about just what they're eating. I don't talk to them just about the wrapper or the mixing instructions. In fact, I try to never talk about those things unless necessary. I'm talking to them about our coaching relationship, the new transformational habits of health system. I'm talking to them about our community. Yes, we're referencing the nutrition plan because they need to be doing that well to have results. Oh, and yes, component number 5, the coaching. And for those not ready to coach yet, then it's referrals, right? Do they have people in their life that need what they have, that are having the same desires that they have, and are those people reaching out and asking for help whenever needed, right? So that's the mindset. Those are the best practices. These are the things that if you want that cathedral, no matter where you are in that process of laying bricks, you're willing to adopt these best practices, okay? And then confirming a few things using a health assessment, which I just mentioned. And we're only going to touch on this briefly because there's actually a training video out there, and we can talk about it more within Basecamp if needed. But we have an updated health assessment, not a new health assessment, just updated. Some of the formatting is a little bit different. We've tried to eliminate some questions that were unnecessary. We've tried to make things a little more efficient so it takes a little bit less time to do it. We've tried to put the most important information on the health assessment that you as a coach need to coach your clients. So it's right there. We've made sure that checklist is only the essential stuff that you need and the coach tips are there right at your fingertips. If you haven't experienced this yet, it's right on Coaching Answers. You can look it up. You can see it as well as the pieces that go with it. And there's also a short video that I did that we can make sure gets access that just says, here's the pieces and how do you use them. But if you've already been doing health assessments, whether it's this one or the one that we were using prior to August 1st, very similar. You don't have to learn a new skill set, just get familiar with a new flow, and it gives you more room to write, and it's a little more intuitive. But a health assessment with every pre-client, really, you have to be a pretty good health coach to be able to do a health assessment on the back of a napkin or an envelope, but there are some of us that can. From memory, ask the right questions, get to the bottom line, do the explanation without an outline in front of us. Of course we can do that. I used to joke that I could do it standing on my head, changing a diaper, while, playing the piano. Like, that's how good some of us are at doing a health assessment. However, they all go on a health assessment paper. If I started something in the car because that just happened to be the moment I was doing it, which I try never to do it that way, but if I am, it always goes on a health assessment when I get home. You cannot build a cathedral business by placing a brick over here and a brick over here and a brick over here and a brick over here. So if you have sticky notes and post-it notes with follow-up and health assessment information sitting around your office, you got to clean that stuff up because you might be able to handle the mess. I do know messy people that can be incredibly successful, but other people can't follow messies for very long. And I don't mean like you have to clean up your whole life. I mean, if you want to keep your bedroom messy, fine, but your business has to become structured and organized, okay? So you're following a good outline, you're taking notes. If they're yes, they're in your binder, you're starting them well. But if they're not there, you have a solid follow-up section because the fortune's in that follow-up. And there are so many people that will not say yes the first moment, but they will be your clients at some point in their journey and yours, okay? And then these are the resources. Again, this training is not about the health assessment, but just know that you've got your program considerations. We have a newer script that's shorter, a little bit more succinct, hopefully easier to use. A great invitation piece that kind of all goes together. These go in your binder, okay? The only thing you copy is that health assessment. And the last piece there are extra places to write notes as needed for follow-up or ongoing client support. So we've tried to think of what everything you could possibly need because right now in your area of business, you're not in there trying to figure out how to make bricks and how to make the stucco the best. You're laying the bricks and following the directions. Okay. The people who do any type of tweaking and critiquing are people who've built a cathedral. And sometimes we have very well-meaning coaches who want to come in and offer suggestions on things, and they may do some things better than the rest of us. But the truth is, until you've built a cathedral, you don't really need to spend your time or energy, or people are not going to necessarily be open to hearing you share a new mortar mix. Okay. So we have a very proven system that works incredibly if you follow it. And then we talked about placing the order, right? So the essential kit with the new Habits of Health transformational system, it sets them up for success, postures that we're talking about health. I cannot tell you the value of posturing health and not food. There are other businesses out there that offer food, that offer nutritional supplements that look similar from the outside. And I know my main mission when I started and I met Tia for coffee, she handed me Dr. A's book. I started to look through it. I said, this is a program I can get behind. And from then on forward, I did not want to be known to be associated with the food. I don't mean that I'm not proud to eat the fuelings, use the fuelings. The science is phenomenal. I walk around with my Optavia, eat it freely. I'm so proud of it, but I don't want to be known for it. I want to be known for transformation. And you can't be known for transformation if all you talk about is recipe hacks and 45,000 ways to make lean and greens and you're giving your clients recipes and you're making your clients recipes. That is a weight loss coach, okay? And you can't build a cathedral if you're going to be a weight loss coach. I just, not the kind of cathedral that we've all built. So a little unplugged, but please embrace the fact that we want to posture the most important things and allow the tools to come in at the right time in the right place and be proud of those things, but don't make the tool the mission, okay? and it keeps ordering simple and duplicable, because again, I've asked this before, but maybe as for new coaches on here, if you follow the ordering system that we train you on your health assessments, put in the chat how many minutes it takes on average to place a new client order. And I can't see the chat, so I'll just give you a second. I timed it a couple years ago just to be like, how true is this, right? If I'm not hand ordering and I'm literally doing the same thing with almost every client, how long will it take? It took me 4 minutes. Okay, so it's probably 4 to 5 minutes to go in there, especially if you're getting used to the way things have changed with the tech updates, but 4 to 5 minutes. If you really love placing orders, then go then create some income and go shopping somewhere else. But we're not order takers. So therefore, I refuse to spend more than 4 to 5 minutes on something unless I absolutely have to. Okay? And it's what cathedral builders do. A long time ago, when in my mind I said, you know, maybe it's better because I like these things. If I go in and I pick out what my favorites are, because my favorites are probably going to be great for everybody else. And I know my support team was telling me don't make it that complicated, but I really want to be a great health coach. And I only built short walls when I did that. Okay. And the minute Kevin and I released that and we said, you know what? Okay. We don't want this to be a hobby. We want this to be a business. We want to serve our clients. You're telling us this is the best way to do it. Mindset shift. Okay. We'll do it. And I tell you today, 8.5 years later, it probably, I don't know, it was sometime in our first like 6 to 12 months that we did this. And never, ever have we thought, oh, we should go back to the way we were doing it. No. Our business grew, our cathedral, our walls got taller, they got stronger, the foundation became firmer, other people started laying their bricks on our bricks, and our walls became their walls, and our cathedral was built because their cathedrals were being built because we stopped doing silly things like this. So it's not meant to be condescending if you've done it. It's meant to just show you with a little bit of passion behind a very simple topic. If you want to have a cathedral, you do what cathedral builders do, okay? Now here's the habits of a cathedral builder. Cathedral builder starts a client and says, I'm gonna make sure you have a welcome email in the next 24 hours. If it comes from Optavia, great. If not, I'm gonna send it just to make sure you've got it in your hands. And that way, if they have two, they can delete one, but they are looking at their welcome email, preparing for their journey. Another habit of a cathedral builder is we send a night before video. When they say they've got their box, I wanna start tomorrow, we say, great, here's your short 10-minute video. Thank you so much for creating that. And whenever you're done watching it, send me a text back and we'll do a quick phone call. And our phone calls went from 40 minutes to 10 minutes. Okay. Anytime we can create a system for something that saves us time and energy and efficiency, but helps people become integrated and tied in, you better believe we're trying to get that done. And this is one of those systems. Our night before calls got shorter because Julie Baker made this incredible video that is super easy to walk the clients through, and they can do it on their time and then come in and have a couple of touch points with us. Okay. We're coaching our clients into a strong fat burn within the first 4 to 5 days, not day three, because that's the magic number that the other three clients got into fat burn, until our clients each individually have hit that fat burning state where their energy goes up and their hunger goes down. If you cannot bring a client to fat burn and you cannot get them into that great feeling, how many of them are going to want to coach alongside you and refer family and friends? Very few, right? So this is an important step as a really good health coach. This is like saying, well, I want to build a cathedral and I want the spire on the top, but I'm not going to really look at what's going on underneath. I'm just going to do all the fancy stuff. You've got to do this piece, because a client in fat burn can easily become an amazing referral. It can become a great coach. And honestly, guys, set our businesses aside. This is honoring to that person. You don't want a miserable, uncomfortable client who's not in fat burn. You want that client to feel amazing, feel good, and to stay with their journey because you've done your job. So to the best of our ability, coach them into fat burn. And that means those first couple days, those are quick phone calls. Those are quick 3 to 5 minute phone calls to check in. Occasionally texting will be happening, but please don't text your clients into fat burn. You can't hear their voice. They can say thumbs up, everything's okay. Most of the time it's those phone calls to say, how'd the day go? Talk through a couple things. The first couple days more might be longer, and then quickly they get easier as they get into the routine. Set weekly check-in days to be professional, to be consistent, and to be organized. And these are calls. Again, if you go into a texting relationship with clients, you'll dilute the relationship side of it, and you're going to lose people at the back end, because it's so much easier for them to just give you that thumbs up or say everything's a little bit okay, but you're not hearing the inflection. They can't hear yours. So as much as possible, this is a quick phone call. Sometimes it's a video message or it's a voice text if you can't reach somebody. We're not legalistic about this. We're just intense about it, because we know best practices are those quick phone calls. And what's beautiful is we're suggesting out of structure, because it has worked for years and years and years, once you get someone through the first week, set a day or maybe 2 days at the most on your calendar when you do client check-in calls, celebration calls. And if you can set that time aside, it will not feel like you're working all the time once you get people up and going. You can protect the time for your family and your other parts of your life, and your clients are well served, okay? And then we talked about keeping those calls 5 to 10 minutes. And I'll tell you what, the easiest way to do that is to set it up on the front end. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. Now we're gonna be talking on a weekly basis. These are calls are only gonna be 5 to 10 minutes each. We'll talk about a couple of the things that you're celebrating, answer any questions, what you're learning in your life book, and then we'll set you up for the next week. Sound good? Great. So I am posturing from the front end that these calls are 5 to 10 minutes to protect my own time and my client's time. Because if you just love people so much that you don't mind taking the time, some of them will, and they will stop answering because they feel like they don't have 35 minutes to go through everything in their life with you. But here's the goals for clients, guys. Integration, that they are involved in all the components working together in our community. Transformation, we want them to see success over and over and over again, milestone to milestone to milestone. They won't stick with us for long if they don't see some good results, but we also can't be only results driven when it has to do with the scale. That's why we have to bring the components in. Man, what is your mind doing right now? What are you noticing about other areas of your life? A good coach can coach past the scale, but there still has to be some transformation. And then the other goal for our clients, I would assume, if we're all on the same page and building a cathedral, is longevity and partnership. I want as many of my clients to keep our relationship going forever. And I don't mean the weekly check-in calls. I mean a client who maybe does great and reaches out 2 years later because they need some help getting back on or decides they want to coach with me. Or a client who falls off and just refuses to get back to me for a while, because that happens to all of us, but comes back a little while later and goes, I know I didn't do things the way that we talked about. I know I wasn't doing it as a real lifestyle change, but I'm back again and I'm ready. And that's longevity and partnership. Or ideally they're coaching alongside us and they're helping their own friends and family. But that happens because of the habits that you set them up for and the way you interact with them on a consistent basis. Here's the choices, okay? These are the choices that we all get to make over and over again. I have to tell you, like, sometimes I remake these choices 8.5 years later. Are you willing to follow the system? Because we're telling you today we have a really good, really proven system. So are you willing to follow it? Another choice of a cathedral builder is they use their support team for training and mentorship. They say, yeah, I don't know how to do a health assessment, or I've been doing them and they're not going great. Can you listen to me do the next one? Or can I listen to you do one? Or I'm starting as a new coach and you said we were going to do, 4 to 6 of these together. And so I'm ready. I'm going to listen to you do them. I'm going to take notes. I'm not going to get overwhelmed. I'm just going to kind of take in the information and then you're going to listen to me. And I'm okay if I make some mistakes, because I know that even professional health coaches who've been coaching a long time still forget words, still stumble over things. It's not about perfection. It's about consistency. And so I'm willing to be trained by you. And gosh, I have this other area of my business and I'm ready for some help. So as a cathedral builder, my choice is to use you for support and mentorship. We're open. And at every level of building a cathedral, we're open. Okay. And then a cathedral builder also leads with relationship, not transaction. Any type of transaction that happens will happen because of relationship, not without it. And you might be able to get transaction quickly because someone's like, well, I don't care what it is, what it's called, how much it costs, what it tastes like. Here's my credit card, those credit card throwers. But they won't last with you if there isn't relationship. They probably won't refer to you if there isn't relationship. So everything has to lead with relationship, which I think is a phenomenal thing to be proud of in what we do, right? And then we, as cathedral builders, we posture value over cost. We're not afraid to say our program is $414 a month, although that's not necessarily the way I posture it with a client. I might say it costs $13 a day. And isn't that incredible? Because most Americans are spending far beyond that with stuff that's not serving them. But for $13 to $14 a day, you can have an amazing opportunity to change your health for life and probably save some money in the meantime. So if you're also here and you're like, I really want to be a cathedral builder, but I'm stuck, in a certain area of my business and this is one of them, you can only get unstuck by doing the work and working on this area. When Dan talked about picking the area that's holding you back and getting better at it, not using it as an excuse, this is a great one. If cost is an issue, get past it. Gina Eccles has a phenomenal cathedral. And early in her business, it was just taking a breath in the way she was sharing about costs that sort of held her up a little bit. I have another coach who I trained, who I heard her voice inflection change when she got to cost. She was like excited and inspired and on point. But when she got to the cost part, all of a sudden her voice level dropped and it was like she had to say the worst thing ever, even though she wasn't saying the words. And so on those trainings, we identified that and she just had to learn how to present it differently and to realize there was so much value. I'm not afraid. I had a client last month tell me, I don't have the money yet, but I'll let you know when I do. And I didn't care that it took her 3 weeks to get ready. On August 1st, when she was on my follow-up list, she reached out because she had prepared her finances to start because she believed, and I didn't offer her a discount. I didn't offer her a scholarship. There might be a time or place for that. I held space for her. I postured the value. I did not dilute it, even though actually things changed a little bit with, you know, August 1st. I held space because I knew that if she was ready, she would do her best job of following plan. And that's a choice I make as a cathedral builder over and over. And the mindset of a cathedral builder, everything speaks. Everything speaks. And we're not about perfection. And I love that. There's so much grace. But just know that that's why Dan talked yesterday about getting your health in order. And my Doug and T are out there showing up all the time for people because everything speaks. The other mindset I know as a cathedral builder is most things duplicate. So if you're like, well, I can do it this way, it's fine. You know, yeah, you can, but just think, what do you want duplicated? Some things are more caught than taught. That's one thing we know for sure. So a lot of it is like, how do we show up and what do we do in certain circumstances? We don't always say the words, but people are looking just like our kids are, right? The mindset of a cathedral builder was to follow before you lead. With Doug and Tia, it's like, teach me what you know. What am I missing? What am I not seeing? Oh, that's why you do things. Okay, I'm following and now I can lead. And then automation saves your creativity. Some people are afraid to automate things because they're like, oh, if I make it automatic, then I'm no longer in my creative mode. And I'm not the most creative person. Probably PowerPoints are the most fun I have creating. Woohoo. But I know that automation takes things. It's like automating your driving, right? You don't need to always look for directions going the same places over and over. So a lot of times you might come up with amazing ideas even in the car because you're not following directions. You're intuitively knowing where to go to those same places. And that's the same thing in your business. To have the space for creativity, whether it's in your business or your home life, you automate as many things as you can. And it also ensures consistency. So that client number 945 gets a similar starting experience as client number 77. And that's why I want to make sure that we follow the mindsets of a cathedral builder. Okay, your cathedral is going to look different than mine, but it's still going to have the same foundation. So go pro. I mean, you're on a base camp. You obviously have a desire for more. Earn the right to share with pure intentions. I remember when Doug shared that he felt we needed to earn the right to share, and that was beautiful. That's right. I can't come out of the gate with the cost and the name of the program and what you're going to eat. I haven't earned that right to give any of that. And nor do I want to. That's getting way ahead of it. I want to have pure intentions to learn about that person and then share what I have in my hands. And if I do that well over and over, people will stick with you for so long. Get clear on their desires, okay? That's our role. Help them get clear as well as us. Have a trilogy mindset, which means I go into every conversation saying, what can Optavia offer this person in their life? Maybe it's just the healthy mind piece. Maybe it's the finances or maybe it's the physical help. Show up professional. And when I mean professional, it's like we do what we say we're going to do, okay? We don't mean in a suit and tie. Kevin literally wears a tank top to work every day and loves it. Work to be duplicable. If you want that cathedral, you literally cannot have walls that no one else can build. I'm going to say that again. If you want a cathedral, you cannot have walls that no one else can build. You need people who can follow what you've done and have fun. When we say be professional, we don't mean don't have fun. We just mean be professional. And you can do both. I love these quotes. Professionalism is a frame of mind, not a paycheck. And professional is not a label you give yourself. It's a description you hope other people will apply to you. I want people to think about our business as a professional coaching practice, but I hope that they don't literally describe it that way. Like, oh my gosh, my coach seems to be having so much fun. But my interaction with them is I show up when I say I'm going to, and I do what I say I'm going to do. What are the results if you do these things, you guys? You'll have cathedral builders who will start as bricklayers, but they will become wall builders. And you have to go through the steps. You can't skip any steps. So you have to have integrated clients to become good coaches. And I put an asterisk here because guess what? A lot of our coaches don't come from our client base initially. Many will. But if you're only looking in your client base, you are missing the mark. There are so many people in your life who would love to come alongside you in a mission like this, that if you go looking for coaches, they'll naturally become clients for the experience they need to have first, like a week on program, 5 days on program. But in addition to your client base, don't be afraid to look outside into your world to the people that you love and respect, okay? But all of those people have to become integrated clients to a degree to get good at coaching. And then those coaches have to become integrated coaches to become business coaches who help other people help other people. I mean, they can get a title if they're not really integrated, but their walls are going to get sideways and they're not going to be able to really build a cathedral if they aren't willing to do these natural progressive steps. Okay. So this is why we share things the way we do. And Dan and Doug might want to share this later, but these are a couple of my takeaways that I have for you. Is your foundation solid? Are you doing quality health assessments? If not, go back, find some training, watch a video, ask a health coach. Has the skill been transferred? You might be here and you're like, I'm rock solid in that. Okay. But to build a cathedral doesn't have one brick. It has thousands and hundreds of thousands of bricks. So you have to be able to duplicate your skill sets, not yourself, but duplicate your skill sets over and over again. Check for evidence of integrated clients within your client base, but way outside of that in your business. If you have coaches who have non-integrated clients, your cathedral walls are starting to tip. You're not going to be able to find enough people doing the right things, and people aren't being served well. And spend time getting organized now, because we're telling you that the compound effect is coming. And so take just a few minutes, not much of your time, stay in action, but a little bit of time to say, I've got all my cornerstones straight. So when massive action starts to play out, I have what I need in hand. Thanks, guys.
Awesome, Becca. Wow. Okay. Check Tia out down here. The note master.
Learning from the best.
Tell you what, we're always learning. And Becca, that was fantastic. So thank you so much. I'm going to resist the urge to recap everything, because we have a couple of additional action steps. But I really want to recap, because I think, you know, this was a lot of information for some of you. And I even saw in the chat, some of you guys are basically like, okay, I have a great business, but I want a cathedral. I need to redo everything. And I'm going to encourage you, like, as Becca said, these are best practices. Yep. What does that mean? We practice implementing these over the next 6 weeks. We don't spend this entire weekend throwing out everything we've done, to your point, demolishing it. What you have done has got you to where you are.
Yeah, exactly.
You're doing really well. We just want, and especially Becca wants to make it easy on you and help you get your time back with what matters most, or to put more time into starting more conversations and things like that. So that's really important to understand. I just want to, I would be not myself, and I would be so untrue to myself if I didn't say this right now, because I really care about each and every one of you on the line building a cathedral. To Becca's point, stop with the hacks. Stop teaching your clients how to get out of fat burn. You're like, hold on, what, Doug? You are teaching your clients how to get out of fat burn and stop ordering. You know why I know that? Because I look at your client pages. Hey, just try adding a couple pumps of sugar-free latte into your, mix it into your shake. And if you add cream cheese, but it needs to be low cal. Good gravy, you guys. We're just going to go unplugged. It's boot camp, base camp. Stop teaching your clients how to stop ordering from you and put their weight back on and get out of fat burn. Coach the program. And that's kind of like an oath you have to take, is I am going to be a habits of health coach, a breakthrough coach. Yep. I am not going to be my client's hero. When they post, hey guys, you know, does anyone have any? Yes, follow the guide. That's my advice. What do you order when you go to Starbucks? Black coffee or water? No. Like, what do you like order? Black coffee or water? Well, and then there's always a few people that'll be like, well, you could try this. And if you order the Breve minus Niner, oh my God, my friends, you don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Be a health coach, not a friend coach, because you think you're helping them, you're hurting them. Okay, enough on that. One other one I want to just add before I toss it to Dan is how important it is that right now, if your clients are owning your schedule, Becca alluded to it, about having a systematic support day. But building this is just like setting this call as a foundation. Your client support is a rock in your schedule. I'll go back and talk about Becca's husband, Kevin. We went camping together probably 5 years ago. And a bunch of us guys are sitting around playing poker outside. And Kevin gets up and he excuses himself at 3 o'clock on a random Friday afternoon or a Monday. I don't remember what it was. It's kind of cool to camp on Fridays and Mondays, by the way. And here's why you can camp on Mondays if you want when everyone else goes home. Is because Kevin excused himself. He went into the camp trailer we were in. And he goes, I got to go in and do my client support. Mm-hmm. He spent an hour and a half in there because he tells his clients, I will call you. I think it was Mondays at 3 o'clock. And he kept his word, even though, you know what, his clients would understand if he was camping. He kept his word. And yeah, clients are flexible, but having that systematic time to where you own your schedule, that way tonight when you're on date night with your wife or your kids play and they're about ready to come on in the Wizard of Oz play and you got Susie Q down here texting you, you don't feel guilty for pushing her to silence and not even responding to the text because the ball is in their court. Yeah. You establish that client support time that is so important. See, anything on that before we toss it to Dan?
I just invite you and just encourage you to apply this. I mean, I'm constantly writing notes because I'm always learning and evolving and growing. So today, apply the wisdom. Don't try to demolish everything you've done. I mean, what's beautiful about this process is you can build, let's keep building and let's keep growing and let's keep evolving. And Becca, as always, got lots of notes. Appreciate your wisdom and your partnership.
Yep. Dan, yeah. Megan.
Yeah. First of all, Becca, amazing. Absolutely amazing. And there were a couple things too. And we built a pretty decent cathedral and I'm like, got to get better at that. But I remember when I first started learning some of this and I knew that I wasn't doing it, there was these like things like weighing on me that I knew that I really kind of needed to do it a little bit differently, you know? And I'm telling you, and I have this pattern in my life. Help me, pray for me to break this pattern. Where I have things, I'm like, I need to get that done. I need to get that done. Is this not true? I'm like, I just need to get that done. I need to get it done. You know, like clean the garage, like stuff like that. And it always happens. I come to Megan after I do one of those things. Every time I'm like, it took me like an hour. I don't know why I haven't done that for the last 2 months. It's been weighing on me and hovering around me. I've been thinking about it every day. If I would have just buckled down and done it, then I could have got rid of that stress, anxious feeling so much sooner. So with this same thing, you know, don't let it stress you out. Don't let it paralyze you to inaction. Let it just be a guide for you to become a cathedral builder. Cathedral builders weren't born that way. First time they started working on a cathedral, they didn't know exactly what to do. So that's why we do this. It's a guide. Everybody now on this space camp has a guide that you can take point by point and start to improve your business. And the great thing about this business is every little improvement bumps your trajectory a tiny bit. And if you're still here in 4 years, in 5 years, you have a completely different business because of one little trajectory bump. And you guys, I'm going to say this. You've heard me say it a million times. I've never seen anybody fail at this business. I've seen a whole lot quit before they succeeded, but it shouldn't be an if you're going to be here in 4 or 5 years. Now, if you just absolutely hate coaching, like it's not for me, hey, no worries. That's okay. But I always warn our new coaches, hey, be careful. You might get addicted to this because if you're doing it right, it's a whole lot of fun. It's not stressful. You're going to love it. And the rewards are off the charts. So anyway, just do those little tiny trajectory bumps and let this be an encouragement to you. Not like this huge weight, like, oh my gosh, I got so much to change. Right?
Yes. Agree? Agree.
Anything you want to add before we get into some actions?
I don't think so. Honestly, like I'm just so grateful that everyone got access to Becca today because she's the queen at that. And even myself, like the thing that helps me is because I'm the kind of free spirit person, me and Tia are like kindred in that a little bit. To leave these trainings and to before I jump back into the chaos of life, take 10 minutes and just say, these are like the 3 things that I heard today that I'm going to implement this week. And also, this is what that looks like in my calendar. Like, if I need to just make some adjustments to put all my client calls at one time this week or two times this week, I'm going to just resituate that, let everybody know, you know, just like three things, you know, instead of going, oh, this was awesome, and then into the chaos of life, and then you forget about it till next Saturday. Just stepping off and taking 10 to 15 minutes while it's all running around up there and going, these are the three things I'm going to implement, and this is how I'm doing that, and I'm putting that in place right now.
And one more thing, we actually went through this. We go through it all the time, but I remember, and this was even before Megan joined the business, like more fully, I did the post-it note thing everywhere. I had notes on my phone. Because I knew a better way. I'm like, I'll just put them on my phone, and then it's electronic, and I don't know. Oh, I got a post-it note here. I got this in my car. I got napkins here, all this. And I just knew. I think the first thing that woke me up the first time was when I had somebody reach out to me and say, all right, I'm ready to get started. And I forgot I had ever talked to that person. Like, I didn't even remember that person existed on this planet. And I'm like, I am failing people, let alone our future and our business. I am here to help people, and I'm failing by not following up with them and keeping track of them. And that week, I remember I printed out 100, they weren't health assessments then. I don't remember what they were, but 100 of whatever we tracked it on that week, blank ones. And I went into my back office and I wrote the name of every single client down. I created my binder. I gathered up all my follow-ups. That's when I created for the first time my future client binder, and I put them all in there. Tried to remember as much as I could because I didn't have good notes. What did we talk about? Looked through my calendar, took all my calls that I had been in there, and I got it all together. And I'm telling you two things. One, it was such a massive relief, and it didn't take me that long. It was a couple days of work. And two, I genuinely believe that our business is where it is today. And some of you that are in our organization that are even here today are a result of us taking that couple of days and getting all that together. So, Doug, what do you say we jump into some action?
Yep, and we're still right within the time frame because we got started 9 minutes late. So let's end with some actions. The action one is, follows Becca's action, is pick each one that you need to. Can you hear me okay, Dan? Just making sure. Okay, cool. Pick each one and start to implement. Okay. Some of them must be implemented today. Others of them, you're going to have to earn your way to a client support day because you've kind of opened your phone up and everybody's calling you at different times. So you're going to have to like start these conversations funneling to one day, and your business coach can be the best to guide you on some of the soft skills and the language to do that. But in terms of building our business today, because like I said, I will guarantee you, many of you, growing your business by 4 to 5 points in the next 6 weeks, we got to do a couple things. Talked about it on my Facebook Live, and Dan followed up with it yesterday, so between Thursday and Friday. I want to invite you into a process, as Tia would say, partnering with your future globalness. All right? I want you to partner with your future globalness, and that's even a word. And does everybody have their whiteboard? Or their big, Dan's talking, we don't want the small sticky notes. We want the big, massive ones.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's time to get every single person. Remember, as OptaVia coaches, we do not prejudge anybody. There's not a fat list and a skinny list and a health coach list. There's a who needs transformation, yeah, and who probably would want to have more time, more money, more health, and with what matters most. That's the list you want to create. And you heard Dan say yesterday, for the longest time, he would start 100 conversations by just saying hi in the first week of the month. Okay, this is something that T and I still do this day. We have a war room. And I'm going to put out a little, even little prize. And I don't want people spending too much time on this, but I do want you to quickly get all the names in your head and going through all your Facebook, spend time on the friends feed. Everyone you've ever known list. And I want you to write them out on a big whiteboard where you can see it often. Some of you might do it in the bathroom mirror. I don't know. Wherever you need to do. And like when you see, you'll see T and I, when we get back to Scottsdale, yeah, next week, next Saturday, I will show you my massive war room. Because right now it's on my phone because we've been traveling all summer. But my war room, my and Tia's war room will be massive. Because that's the only way we can be continuing to follow up and see who we need to pray for and who we can start a conversation with. And I will even say this, let's do this, Dan. I want to see by early next week, we're going to start a thread in the base camp. And I want to see everyone's picture of their war room. You're going to post it in the thread below. You know what? I might even throw something out there for the top couple of war rooms. Now, we know Optavia is all about integrity. They got to be real names, not the name of your dog or Fido or anything. We might even have some cool prizes next Saturday for the people who posted that thread and that have many, many names. Because if you just do that, Dan and Becca and Tia and Megan and Gina and the different trainers can teach you what to do with those 250 names. And you notice I said 250. Some of you I know are going to be, you're like, Doug, why are you thinking so small? I'm so sorry. 500 names. But I know everyone can come up with 200 names. I mean, 200 is easy. We all know 200 people that need breakthrough right now. And then Dan is going to even start now on what do we do with the people. Like, Dan, what do we do today to grow our business today and tomorrow and get all these people out of our mind and onto paper?
Oh, I love that. And what we want to do is empower everybody to grow those 5 to 6 points. And I'm telling you, it won't happen just by showing up on these trainings. It's going to be what you do when you come off of these trainings. The point of the war room, it's the same as my 100 list. I might not have done it on a whiteboard at first when I started, but it's putting the names down. And I always encourage people, and I'll do a live about this, going into this in a little more detail. But the point is getting a name down. There's something about, I don't know what it is, not to be all weird and kooky, but you get a name down. There's just something that happens in the universe with that person and a connection between you and them. Some of you guys are like, Dan, just got weird. I'm telling you, I don't know.
It activates your brain.
It does something. I don't know what it does.
They say,
It activates your RAS. I don't know. Bottom line, put the names down on paper. I don't know how many times I've started to put names on paper, and next thing you know, I'm running into that person at church. That person's messaging me out of the blue. They suddenly show up in my newsfeed. I'm like, what the heck? You know, like when you see an advertisement, you were just talking with your wife about something, and then suddenly on Facebook or somewhere, you see an advertisement about that very thing, and you're like, my phone is listening to me. That's how they come up with these advertisements. They listen to my conversation. Same thing happens with this list. So, and I know immediately some of you, and Doug, we both heard this. When we mentioned 100 names, let alone 250, let alone 500, some of you immediately checked out and said, I can't do that. And you'd be amazed at how, I think one of the reasons that probably only about 1 out of 3 coaches even makes it to senior coach, because less than 1 out of 3 coaches actually write some names down on a piece of paper. So we're all going to get it on a war, and we're going to get some names down. We'll do some lives. We'll put some content out there to help you be able to know how to come up with those names. But start, I'm going to give you something real simple to start with. Take your phone, open your contacts, start scrolling through your contacts. Now, if a name just pops out, don't disqualify anybody. Like Doug said, if you're thinking down, you're putting names down, and someone pops in your heart or in your mind, there's probably a reason. Don't worry about how you're going to contact that person. Don't worry about how you would ever have a conversation. Don't worry about any of that. The assignment is to write the names down on your war room, on a piece of paper somewhere. Get a list going. Okay. Now, how to work that list? We're going to get into that. We'll do that. I'll do a live in the next couple of days in the base camp page going into that. But the point is, and it's funny, I got a text right before this boot camp from an FIBC leader that's been trying to go global for over a year now, and actually in and out of FIBC. And he messaged me, and he's on this base camp right now. And he said, I've finally realized it's conversations. I have a block when it comes to starting conversations. I just don't do it. So his organization, the future that he wants, is actually not in his Connect right now. It's not in any of his binders right now. The organization that he wants, the rank, the lifestyle, the future, all those things are only on the other side of actually starting conversations with people. And you might be a new coach, and this is the first time you're ever hearing this, or you might be like that FIBC leader who knows it's all comes down to conversations. And yeah, getting a list is important, but we're gonna challenge all of you this week to start conversations. And you might be going, what do I say to that person? well, say hi, which is what Eric Hunsberger, the only thing he answered me with when I got my first list made, I was like, what do I say to these people? Because I'm like, do I text them and be like, hey, you're looking a little chubby these days. I got something that might work for you. I mean, what do I do, right? And I remember texting him that, and he goes, just say hi. That's literally no explanation, no nothing, but I completely got it. And I'm like, duh, I haven't talked to some of these people in 5 years. I don't want to be one of those people that sends a message saying, hey, I just started a new business, and I was really thinking about you. And they're like, ew, yuck, anybody get those? What do you do with those? Please, I hope you don't respond to those and encourage people to keep doing that. Say hi, see how they're doing. Go check out their page, see what they're up to. That's what you do with that list. We'll get into some more details on that, but here's my challenge to everybody. As soon as you get your list done, and do it sooner rather than later, as soon as you get at least 100 people, do what Megan and I did from the very beginning, what Doug and Tia do to this day, and start 15 conversations per day, which means you'll knock out 100 conversations in a period of 1 week. That means for the entire rest of this boot camp, you're going to have 100 conversations going, but we'll probably assign some more next week. So you'll have about 500 done by the end of this boot camp. So that's your thing. So clean up, be a cathedral builder, get your war room done, get some names on a list. It is that simple. And number three, start some conversations. I recommend 15 per day for 7 days after you get your list done. But get your list done. Doug.
All right, guys. Tia, you
ready? Talk a little bit about telling your story real quick this week, or you want to save that?
Well, I'll say this about your story, and then, yeah, I will do a Facebook Live about it.
Okay.
Someone today needs your story.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow. Not when you put your makeup on in a few hours.
Like maybe without your makeup, actually.
They need to see the real you. They need to see the flaws. They need to know if you have ups and downs, even as a health coach.
Yeah.
They need to know if you're perfect and if you're not perfect.
Yeah.
That's what they need. They need to know that there's a new habits of health system out, and you carry it around like Tia did the first 2 years, like it was her Bible. Yeah. And she would sit it down when she's having coffee with a friend because she was just into it every day. And people like Becca Tinter was like, what's that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the program I coach out of, which is actually what piqued Becca's interest. I mean, it's just being you today, and don't wait till Monday. Diets start Monday, right? Your future globalness does not start Monday. It starts 10 minutes right now. It starts 5 minutes this afternoon. It starts when you're on the toilet this afternoon, playing on your phone instead of playing Candy Crush. You start a conversation. Yes, even from your toilet. You know, guys, that's what I'm talking about. We're kind of increasing the intensity, but get your story out today. Somebody scrolling through their Facebook today, struggling, in pain, feeling doubt, self-worth, not enough, needs your story or a story of hope today.
And my heart is be interested in people. You know, people are feeling very alone, very isolated in life. Be the person that reaches out today and says, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, how's your summer been? Like, I've been thinking about you. You came to my mind today.
Yeah.
You know, you're on my heart. Like, just be that person that's interested. Like, we have such an amazing gift, and they're going to come our way. But are we getting outside of ourselves and stepping into the world, into their world? And that's what I have. Like, if you yourself take full responsibility of your own health, get yourself into fat burn or getting leaner, fitter, healthier, training for something, because if you don't have a goal, you're not going to go do it.
Yeah.
So if you are in your own fat burn and your own, like, going after goals, I promise you, your business will explode.
That's
because every, you know, people follow people, and people are going to follow you when they see there's something different about Dan. There's something different about Becca. Like, I don't know what it is, but you know, I'm going to get closer to them.
Yep.
So we want to be that shining light.
Right.
So go out, get into people's lives, love them, be intentional. And we'll see you next week. Well, and in the Facebook group, and next week on Basecamp.
That's
right. We'll see you all week.
I love it. No, I couldn't have said it better. Looking forward to going on this full 6 week journey with all of you. It's going to be a journey. We're going to do it together. I've got some goals. I know Doug and Tia have some goals. We were talking about that on the phone this morning, and let's all move forward and bump that trajectory where we won't recognize our life in 5 years because of what happens in the next 6 weeks. I love it. So good hanging out with you guys. Doug and Tia, love training with you. Megan says bye. She's running a kid to a cheer or something. And thank you, Becca. Absolutely amazing. We'll see y'all in the Facebook group.